Oh baby, it's a wild world. Monday. In their series, week 4. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what he wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Romans 12:21. I've mentioned it before, but my wife and I had a recent getaway to celebrate our anniversary. Everything was going great until a semi-truck crossed lanes and hit us. We then proceeded to spin in a full 360, three complete times, all while missing a car in the spin, then crossing lanes and hitting another car head-on. Every single thing that happened was completely out of my control. After realizing we both survived and weren't injured in any way, true miracle, I then started to get a little angry about how this has probably ruined our trip and we should just go home. Luckily, my wife is a twin to SpongeBob and also an eternal optimist. Let's be honest, the world is a wild place. Things happen that never should and often are outside of our control. When we feel out of control of what's happening to or around us, it can be easy to bring more negativity to a bad situation. Just a few moments after the wreck, my wife looked at me and said, "Hey, we're alive, let's have a great weekend in Columbus." In his letter to the Romans, Paul writes to a lot of people who had been hurt by circumstances outside of their control. He encourages them to respond to those circumstances by doing good. That same advice can apply to us today. When we encounter hurtful things outside of our control, we can always work to bring good to a difficult situation. When we do that, we can trust that good will overcome evil every time. This week, do something to bring good into the world around you. It could be as simple as buying someone a coffee, checking in on a friend, or sharing encouragement on social media. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, "God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it?" Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Matthew chapter 4 verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. This is Romans chapter 1 verses 18 through 32. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.